In a commercial building near Boston Medical Center, there's a room that has a collection of armchairs, reclining wheelchairs, and a small sofa. The 9 seats in the room are often full, especially in the middle of the day. The room may be the only place in the country where patients can ride out a high from heroin or other drugs under medical supervision. The room is known as SPOT, a supportive place for observation and treatment. Boston Healthcare for the Homeless opened it 7 weeks ago. As WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, the room is like a living lab full of surprises.
They arrive on their own, worried about what was really in that bag of heroin. Some are carried in, slumped between two friends. Others are lifted off the sidewalk or asphalt of a nearby alley and rolled to the room in a clinic wheelchair.
It's a safe place to be.
Tommy, who's 39, has been using heroin for at least 21 years. He's looking for jobs and housing, and we've agreed not to use his full name.
It's a lot safer than being out there on the street, possibly walking in the traffic. It's a possibility I might OD if I was alone out there.
About 15 people a day are coming to what was the conference room at the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless program. If the person can speak, a nurse will ask what they took before helping them into a reclining chair, wrapping a blood pressure cuff around one arm, and placing an oxygen monitor over a finger. Dr. Jesse Gaeta is the program's medical director.
The monitors are really convenient because it takes a lot of the guessing out of understanding how far someone is into an overdose syndrome.
That phrase, overdose syndrome, is new. Gaeta made it up to describe what's happening to patients in this room. They are not going through a typical opioid overdose.
A classic opiate overdose is characterized by a person who stops breathing. They have central nervous system depression, so it's mostly respiratory depression and respiratory arrest.
But that's not the problem Gaeta sees on the monitors connected to about 75% of her SPOT room patients.
What we're seeing in this room as we're watching this happen progressively is more depression of heart rates and blood pressures as actually the primary, sometimes the only, abnormalities.
Gaeta says her patients may start the day with heroin or another opioid, and then a few hours later take pills that will enhance or extend the high. So the overdoses she sees are the result of pills that lower blood pressure or reduce anxiety or treat nausea and seizures or often all of the above.
People are talking about that a lot here, about the layering of this cocktail of medications. And that's really reflected in the vital signs that we're seeing, which is not indicative of pure opiate overdoses. And I'm not sure we've seen that without doing this kind of monitoring.
This is just a snapshot based on 129 patients who've used this room so far. About half of them repeat visitors. But signs of an overdose cocktail are reflected in state overdose death reports. Gaeta says her staff realized, as they watched blood pressure levels drop, that they had to bring in IV fluid equipment to boost many patients' blood pressure. It's just one of the adjustments doctors and nurses in the SPOT room are making as they find out what is really happening inside addiction patients who look like they are falling into a deep sleep. Here's another surprise.
What you see subjectively looking at someone and what their vital signs are don't always match up.
Nurse April Donahue says some patients in the room appear so sedated that they do not respond when she speaks loudly in their ear or raps on their sternum.
So we have people that are difficult to wake up to that point that still have rock-solid vital signs, better than mine.
Donahue says if she was not watching these vital signs, she'd be racing to inject naloxone, brand name Narcan, the drug that flushes opioids out of the nervous system. But naloxone may not be what many of these patients need. And, says Gaeta, they hate it.
People sort of wake up vomiting, extremely agitated, sometimes sort of hallucinating, maybe having bowel movement in the moment. It's not pretty. So people don't want Narcan to be used on them unless it's absolutely necessary. I mean, they also don't want to die.
Boston Healthcare for the Homeless used naloxone on 5 patients in just one day in April, the Friday before this room opened. But Gaeta and the nurses have only given it to 4 patients in the 7 weeks since. Instead, They're using lots of oxygen from big green tanks they roll over to each patient, inserting nasal tubes to keep patients at a normal breathing rate. Patients given naloxone often bolt from a clinic or emergency room in search of more drugs. A person who comes off a high more naturally may be more open to talking about their substance use, going into treatment, or getting tested for HIV, hep C, or other medical problems.
I think the thing that has struck me the most is the gratitude.
Donahue says addiction patients do not want to have to hide their drug use in an alley or fast food bathroom.
Just to get out of that environment, even if it's for a little while, to get off the street and to be cared for. I mean, so many of our participants don't have anyone that's caring for them.
It's one reason Tommy is becoming a repeat client. He's on methadone, which helps him stay off opioids some days and plow through another of the books he loves. Today, he has a copy of the Essential Hunter S. Thompson collection with a broken black spine tucked under one arm.
This is just a start, and I think it's a great start. I mean, it's going to slow down a lot of overdoses, and I think it could save a lot of lives, and it will save a lot of lives in the long run.
Including Tommy's. He went into respiratory failure a few weeks ago in the room and was brought back with naloxone. Boston police and the mayor's office say they have not had any reports of problems related to this room where addiction patients can ride out a high under medical supervision. Boston Healthcare for the Homeless is conducting surveys of the immediate area to look for evidence of increased or decreased drug use. Those results will be out in the early fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.